Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Time is so important for us. Time is so important for us. This is what we govern our life by. This is how we tell how we are in the part of the day. This is all what God has for us to do, is to consider our time. And you can find what we're going to be talking about, the basis of it, in Jeremiah 29:11. Did you write that down? Jeremiah 29:11. And it says basically, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." He wants your future to be prosperous. He wants your future to be hopeful. But you have to know that that is His plan for you. He's considering your life, your time here on earth. He's planning things for your future. Why can you plan? Because you have time. So He's taking into consideration your time on this earth. And He said, "I just don't want you idle. I don't want you walking in lack. I want your time here. I want your future, your time in your future to be prosperous." And God considers the time. He even tells us how to walk about in our life, demonstrating how everything, to everything, there is a season. You can find this in Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. 3:1-8 in Ecclesiastes, when he talks about how you are to divvy up your time. He said, to everything there is a season, and there's a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time for every purpose under the heaven. It's a time to be born. It's a time to die. It's a time to plant. A time to pluck up that which is planted. It's a time to kill and a time to heal. It's a time to break and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. It's a time to get. Oh yes, you gotta get it. And a time to lose and a time to keep and a time to cast away. It's a time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and then there's a time to speak. There's a time even for love. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. But the bottom line is there is a time. Have you considered your time? Have you considered your time? Have you considered your time? Have you? General Andrew, he's going to talk more about, have you considered your time? And if you have, are you doing it effectively? If you considered your time, are you most effectful? General Andrew, let's go ahead and go in.
Hey, God bless you. This is General Andrew, and I want to talk real briefly about time. I want to talk about time. Time is one of the most precious commodities that we have as human beings. Two seconds ago, I can't get that back. 1 second ago, I can't get that back. 2 hours ago, I can't get that back. A few weeks ago, I can't get that back. A few months ago, I can't get that back. God bless you. Thank you for that love. And that's just something imperative for us to think about. I counsel, and my wife, Dr. April, so many people over the years. We've counseled so many people. And one of the things that I hear a lot of people saying, at least 99%, is that they say, "General Andrew, I wasted so many years. I wasted so much time. So much time in my life. I got regrets." And that's one thing that you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have any regrets. Every moment in life should be an experience that has taught you how to progress and not to look back. So with that being said, real briefly, I want to just say this. Time. How are you managing your time? We only get 24 hours a day. How are you managing your time? I got mentors that are millionaires, and I look at mentors that teach and train me, that are higher than me. And one of the things that they tell me is that they say, my time is more important than my money. My time is the most precious thing that I have, their time. Because if I had enough time, then I got enough space and opportunity to do what I need. Your time waits for no man. I'm not on here to preach, but I felt this in my spirit. Some of you guys are wasting your time. You're wasting your time on foolish people. You're wasting your time on foolish relationships. You're wasting your time, and time waits on no man. Some of y'all gonna be 50 years old next week. Some of y'all gonna be 80 years old next week. Some of y'all are going to be 25. What have you did with your time? This was on my spirit. The Holy Spirit said, how are you managing your time? Is your time productive? Is your time productive? What are you doing with the time that God has blessed you with? Having time is a privilege. It's something that we're not owed, but it's something that God grants us. What are you doing to maximize your time? What are you doing to create productivity in your life? By this time next year, if your life is in the same state financially, your life is in the same state ministry-wise, your personal relationship with God, your relationships, and overall, by this time next year, if something has not shifted or changed for you, if you have not went up, elevated from glory to the next glory, then it's something that you're not doing right.
You're not utilizing
the time that God has given you. Productivity. We should be productive in our time. Understand this. Doing a whole bunch of stuff and just staying busy, that's good when you're doing busy work for the kingdom. But I want you to have an understanding. Doing a lot of busy work doesn't mean that you're being productive with your time. If you're not gaining anything, any wisdom, spending time reading books, you should be gaining wisdom, education, knowledge. If you're not winning any souls to the kingdom of God, if you're not being productive and earning profit for your business, if your finances isn't increasing, doing a whole bunch of work doesn't mean that you're managing your time correctly. It's a lot of people all over this world that work till they got gray hair and they still broke.
Teach it.
Hear what I said? Just because you're busy does not necessarily mean that you are managing your time correctly. I want to teach you how to maximize your time. Wasted time, wasted years. Look at your life. Evaluate your life. Say to myself, my name is Sister Cindy, or whatever your name is. Last year, was my life in the same situation it is now, or is it better? Has it progressed? I went to 100 conferences. I done heard of 100 sermons. But has my life changed any bit? And if it hasn't, then you're wasting time. You're not managing your time properly. Look at your financial situation. Last year, was you getting paid more last year than you are now? If you are, then you're maximizing your time financially. But if you aren't, then that shows that you're doing something wrong. Think about this, people of God. Think about this. Just because you're busy, doing busy work, does not mean you're being productive. A lot of people do a lot of talking. And just because a person is talking does not necessarily mean that they're teaching. Talking can become a bunch of noise, like some of these pastors across these pulpits doing. And the Lord said, hold on, my chest hurt. And they hoofing and huffing. And they about to have a heart attack and don't nobody understand what they're saying. Just because you talking a lot does not mean that you're saying something. Does not mean that you're teaching. It could mean that you're just putting out there a whole bunch of noise. The same thing with time. Just because you're busy does not mean that you are productive. What have you done today to maximize your time? Because you can't get tomorrow back. You can't get 2 seconds ago back. What are you doing to be productive with your time, with the time that God has given you privilege to have?
Amen.
So many times, and it starts to really, really, what can I say? It gets on my nerves. Because any issue that you have, as my wife, Dr. April, always say, it is a wisdom issue. Wisdom applied would open up portals for favor to come into your life. Every email I get, Apostle, I'm struggling. Well, why are you struggling? You live in America. Yeah, sometimes people fall on hard times. Yes. But what is it that you are doing? What the time that you have, what is it that you're not doing to maximize, to be productive? If you live in America or you live anywhere, you have breath. You can make it. It's all about how you maximize your time.
Yes, hallelujah.
Time. It's the most precious commodity we as human beings have. I got so many people emailing me already, even while I'm on this thing. Your time is precious and you need the value of that. Don't let people waste up your time. When you're sick of being sick, amen, there you go. Don't let foolish relationships, don't let people that's, I'm going to tell you something about me and Dr. April. Me and General April, we are business, we are about God's business. Every day I wake up, I'm on my grind. Spiritually, financially, business-wise, souls, church-wise, I'm on my grind every day. Because I know that all it takes is 1 second for my breath to lead out of this body. 1 second. 1 second. That's all. It takes 1 second to leave this earth. Less than that. What are you doing to maximize your time? What are you doing? Preachers, business owners, men and women of God, those that ain't even in church, secular people, everybody, your most precious commodity is time. More than the money, more than a dollar. It's time and what you do with it. I just preached this. I just said, a lot of people think you're going to get judged on the little bits and things, the T's and I's that you got and the T's that you cross, the little foxes and things of that nature, the little mistakes that you make. We under grace. As long as you repent from your heart, God going to cover that. But you're not necessarily going to get judged off of that. You're going to overall get judged off of, did you complete your assignment in the earth? That's what you're going to get judged off of. Jesus, you're going to stand before Jesus when you die. He's going to say this. He's going to say, okay, you did this, you did that, but I had an assignment over your life. Did you complete that? Did you use the time that I gave you to complete your assignment? Everybody always saying, yeah, they died. They checked out of here. Their assignment was up. No, that ain't always true. Sometimes people die prematurely before their assignment is up. I'm going to tell it like it is. What are you doing with your time?
Teach it.
How has the value of your life increased in 24 hours? Every night I go to sleep, I want to go to sleep a little bit wiser than the morning that I woke up. What book have you read? What book have you applied to your life? What have you done to make your bank account go from 0 to 1,000? What soul have you invested in so God can say, well done, and invest back into you? Time. I'm stirred up. Some of y'all wasting time on foolish stuff. If your life hasn't progressed an inch by this time next year, you can't blame nobody but yourself. I grew up around people that always had somebody to blame. My life was this and my life was that. I wasn't privileged. You talking to a brother that came from Inglewood, the ghetto in Chicago, who grew up in poverty. So you can't bring that mess to me. Time out with the excuses. I come from what the young people call Chirac. I was underprivileged. Poverty. You can't bring that to me. I know about that. It's an excuse. I grew up with people all around me making up excuses. If you got breath in your lungs, fingers. I know a man that got no arms, no legs, and he's more productive than half the human beings on this earth. Y'all probably seen that guy. Can't think of his name. He was on Oprah Winfrey. He go around evangelizing and giving inspirational speeches now. He married to a beautiful woman. There are more visions in the graveyard than in the earth because of so many dead dreams that were never released. Procrastination is the enemy of manifestation. You just ended it. It's over. That is it in a nutshell, Pastor. That is it. I often tell people it's good to have dreams and it's good to have goals. But once you but letting those dreams and those goals sit on your shelf, your spiritual shelf, year after year, collect dust and don't do anything with it, then what is the purpose? What is the purpose? It's like I got some people in my family. Every time I see them, they saying what? They saying, yeah, you know, I was going to start my company this year. Matter of fact, I was going to start it last year, but now I'm going to start it this year. I was like, oh, okay, Jimmy, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I go to the family reunion next year. The year after that, they said, yeah. I said, hey, Jimmy, what happened to that business? You said, oh, you know what? I'm talking about writing a book this year. I'm going to write a book now. You know, that's what I'm focused on writing. I'm going to start me a candy company, a candy store. Next year come, they got a whole bunch of hot air balloon dreams. They're not doing nothing with it. Then when they get angry, they begging they point the finger at everybody else.
Wow.
What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your time, young man? What are you doing with your time, young woman? You're worth more than that. Use your brain. Get you a mentor that can help push you and propel you in your destiny.
Yes.
Some mentors will be too busy for you. Get you a book and let that book be your mentor. Some of y'all chasing up under these preachers that ain't doing nothing for your life, not teaching you or training you in any way, and year after year you're wasting time because they can get sassy on a Facebook post. Okay, that's cute. What is that doing for your life? Anybody can get sassy on a Facebook post and tell somebody off. What is that doing for your life? How is that changing your bank account? How is that being teaching you how to be productive with your time? How? You get they done snap their fingers, they done told people off, they got sassy, and this time next year, they posting just like you. Oh, we under attack. Oh, it's hard out here. I don't know what to do. But all that snapping fingers, stop wasting time on those foolish people. I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but sit serious. It's time for you to wake up, get on your business like Jesus was. Jesus said to his parents, I'm about my Father's business. Did you not know that I was about his business? Every day I wake up, I'm about his business. Every day. Because time is promised to none of us. What kind of book? Whatever kind of book you need in your life, whatever you're struggling with, there's all kind of books out there. We live in a technological society. You can Google stuff off there. There's a lot of free information on the internet. You got marital problems? Then do some research on marital books. You got communication problems? You want to know how to be, amen. You want to know how to be a better communicator? Get a book. Matter of fact, if you're a preacher, you should be getting books on communication because that's what you do. That's your livelihood. That is your calling. Yes. Preachers or preachers to be, preachers in training. I train preachers. I train pastors. My wife do as well, bishops and prophets and so forth, apostles. And I tell them, you should have a communication book so you can learn how to communicate to the people of God effectively. Get a book on how to lose weight. Get a book on marriage. Get a book on living single. Matter of fact, my book is about to drop too. I just wrote a book on for singles and for married people. And I actually got two books, dropped books. So that'll be available for you guys too. But I want y'all to really understand this. There's books on anything and everything. And matter of fact, you got the World Wide Web. And then you got people like me and my wife that have systems and programs set into place to help progress you. You're wasting your time on these people that ain't helping your life go up, but helping your life stay stagnant or helping your life go down. And I'm going to say this and I'm done. I don't care how pretty their picture is. I don't care how good they can write cursive on Facebook and say all of these snazzy things. If it ain't benefiting or valuing your life, why are you wasting your time? Maximize your time, you maximize your prosperity. You don't maximize your time, you will walk in poverty. I know what I'm talking about. I'm done, but I really want y'all to really get something out of this. Look at my life. My life is an open book. My wife's life is an open book. Look at our life. We try to lead as an example. And we use social media and we maximize our time through social media because we live in a technological society. I tell preachers today, if you don't know how to use technology or know how to use social media, you're behind in the game. You're in that stone age. The kids, the next generation, this is all they use. So we maximize that. And you as a preacher should do the same. My life is an open book. I post it all on Facebook so you guys can see the example. See how God takes us from glory to glory. How God blesses us. How God uses us. You guys can do the same thing. But you got to follow that pattern. You got to follow that pattern. The kingdom pattern. The pattern of God. If you're looking at Facebook Live. I mean, sometimes, shoot, you just want to chill and have a laugh. If you're looking at Facebook Lives and stuff that ain't really productive and all that, that's your prerogative. You want to just, you know, or watch videos and all of that and ain't doing nothing productive, that's your prerogative. That's okay. But I'm saying, for 90% of your time in this life, you should be looking at something that's going to maximize you, maximize your time, help push you into your destiny. Amen. Amen. I'm out of here, y'all. This is General Andrew. Look at those. Go to my Facebook post. Go to my wife's Facebook post, General April. Look at all the wonderful testimonies coming in from all around the world. Check out our traveling engagements on the website, on the Facebook page. Go to our YouTube page. Look at all the videos and testimonies all around the world. See what God is doing, and you can have an understanding that God also wants to do the same thing in your life. I'll talk to you guys later. This is your general, your apostle, your prophet, your pastor, Apostle Andrew, and my wife, General April. Gives her love. God bless. Maximize your time. Telling you, that's the most precious commodity that you got. Love God.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.